I remember back when Polk Street Men, it was like we watched after each other. We were a big family. Let me explain what I mean by family. You don't have to be blood to be related to somebody. Like, you know, somebody needed to get well, we helped out with that. A couple would go to needle exchange, you know, make sure our blankets and gear was washed. You know, we camped all over the place on Polk.
We came here broken, scared, confused, and, you know, it was here we found a family that gave a damn.
I was born and raised in the backwoods of Georgia in a little town in Marietta. My childhood as a young child was basic. You know, cartoons, Tonka trucks. I was 3 when my father held me down the first time, and a friend of his injected me with just enough heroin to where it would be much easier for him to pass me around amongst themselves and his friends. This went on for numerous years, and at 14, I finally one day had enough. I was out back doing my chores, raking leaves. He came out, knocked me on the ground, started cussing at me, and called me a crude, rude, retarded, unacceptable piece of shit one too many times. So I grabbed the rake, which had a metal head on it. I grabbed it, I swung it around, and stuck it through the bottom half of his leg, and stood up and announced to him, I said, "You son of a bitch, I'm leaving." I had a backpack on my back with a military issue cold weather sleeping bag and a tent and my clothes and a little food and some cash in my pocket, and here I come. I was 17 when I got here. I'd heard about the Castro, you know, and I always knew that my bread wasn't buttered on the one major side that it's supposed to be buttered on, right? And I knew that I had sugar in my tanks, and, you know, I wanted to be able to live to be myself. Even, you know, Castro would only accept you so much. It was only integrated so much. Polk Street was a more acceptable place for the hustlers that had nowhere to wash their clothes every day, okay? Couldn't cut their hair and wear the certain clothes. And then, you know, I actually enjoyed sex. For me, that was my way of venting, even though I had been exposed to different types for so long. And so I started going up to Polk Street more and more often. And, you know, I would always look for what they call the tweaking freak dates, where there was no money involved, but they give you real good hit of speed, and then it was on for 3-4 days, you know.
When I first came to Polk Street, Scooby, Dagger, Crystal were 4 teenagers out there. We each buddy up with some people to camp in different places. You know, panhandle it during the day. And then, you know, everybody made sure everybody had something to eat. And, you know, emotionally, we stopped growing when things started happening. And so one of us might have made it to a little more mental stability. Someone would have already gone through what we're going through. So they helped guide us through that. And so vice versa, where one lacked the wisdom of one certain thing, and one of us, hey, oh, I know, why don't we try this? So it was like, with all of us in the same group, we had one working brain. And basically, we were a whole person.
This is where I was able to put a lot of things to bed, you know, to be able to forgive my father. Yeah, I have disabling AIDS, and yes, I have cancer, and, you know, I feel lucky because everybody, including the old man that diagnosed back in 85, are gone, you know, and I should have been, but I'm still here for some reason. I figure every morning I wake up and open my eyes, well, hey, that's half the battle, you know. I mean, at least I haven't done the easy thing, which is die. You know, I'm doing one of the hardest things I've ever had to do in my life, and that's live.